News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Time now for, or excuse me, 4:51. I'm already down to go home time, Copper. I'm just, in my mind, I went straight to 4:50.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
We're not there yet. Okay. Anyway, but why would I want to be there? I've got a full show full of stuff. I got things to talk about, people to talk. All right. Anyway. Hey, listen, here's number one of the Triple Dipper, the underlying madness. Using kids as a tool. This is infuriating. But what we're seeing more and more right now is that the left believes if they can get to our kids, they can change the world into the image of its, you know, this leftist utopia they believe they can create. And they're not even, by the way, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. Like, when did it become acceptable to have scantily clad drag queens performing for small children with the parents watching and cheering it on? I'm not kidding you. When did it become acceptable to allow that to happen at a school-sponsored function, by the way, at a gay bar where they tuck bills, dollar bills, and like, here, put a dollar bill in the man's waistband. Oh, look what you did. That's not appropriate. And all it's doing is trying to desensitize kids to a liberal agenda that is completely inappropriate. It is not only inappropriate, it should be unethical and even to the extent illegal. I mean, at what point is law enforcement going to look at some of the things that happen and say, that is child abuse? Well, listen, you know what's amazing, though, is the left doesn't see it this way. So I've got an article here that I pulled from Huffington Post. Oh, my word. Phil Williams on Right Side Radio went to Huffington Post. Well, by golly, I did. Sometimes you got to know what the other side is saying. Story here, dated May 30th, so it's a couple weeks old. May 30th, right-wing organization. Oh, boy, here we go. Right-wing organization launches a chilling map marking schools as woke hotspots. Okay, stand by. You ready? Opens up with this, Huffington Post, Mary Papenfuss writing. A far-right Missouri organization has launched a disturbing map, alerting followers to hotspots of so-called woke activity. All right, it's a disturbing map. To hotspots of so-called woke activity. As of Monday, the 12 map locations all concerned educational institutions and linked to articles, videos, and tweets trashing things like critical race theory and diversity training. Really? The information named at least 12 specific schools or school districts, particularly chilling in light of America's mounting toll of school mass shootings. The mounting toll of school mass shootings. So they have now conflated the fact that a conservative organization called Liberty Alliance does not want to see critical race theory and so-called diversity training in elementary schools as being somehow related to school mass shootings. First of all, go back and look at Uvalde, Texas. Horrible, horrible situation with a mentally disturbed young man who didn't do this with any kind of agenda towards wokeism. The one up in Buffalo, New York, it was racially motivated. But how do you conflate those things with people saying parents don't want critical race theory in their schools? The Liberty Alliance is committed to fighting back against the woke agenda permeating all across Missouri, reads a statement on the conservative group's website next to a state map peppered with spots. The first step in fighting back is uncovering their crazy ideas, from critical race theory to grooming toddlers with sexually explicit books, the statement reads. That's why we've officially launched the woke heat map. And then they take issue with this. So Liberty Alliance posts a map where they have gotten reports and have evidence of schools that are doing things like, they say on their website, promoting critical race theory, which teaches kids that they are either oppressors or oppressed by virtue of their skin color. Grooming toddlers with sexually explicit books. And yet now Huffington Post goes on in this article to take issue with it. And they even go on to say, disturbing, particularly in light of the growing number of hate-fueled mass shootings. Liberty Alliance could not be reached for comment. Huffington Post. Wow. But see what I'm saying here? The leftist side of the spectrum does not see a problem with the things that Liberty Alliance is calling attention to. Liberty Alliance didn't do anything except say, here's some places where these things are happening. And yet at the same time, the left side of media is saying, well, I don't know why you take issue with that. You're going to generate another school shooting. They're using our kids as a tool to get their woke agendas passed. That's what they're doing. Hey, I got a caller on line 5. Let me grab that real quick before I go to the top of the hour. Connie from Huntsville. Hey, Connie. Phil Williams. How are you?
How are you? Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to give you a heads up on the Catholic channel EWTN.
Yeah.
They have two documentaries that they're running one Sunday night at 9, and the two are A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, and the other one is The Gender Agenda. We've seen both of them, and they're excellent, and they go back years, like 100 years ago or however many years ago, and they go through why the schools are like they are today.
Wow. Do they have an underlying cause? I mean, or they just say it's like a confluence of events? What's the kind of the summary?
Well, it's a documentary. They show how each individual, you know, like who started it. They did an experiment. They separated the twins to see what happened to each set of twins. They showed how they went into the school and taught the kids different things to get them to where they are today.
Wow.
But most of it's from years ago.
Yeah, and I believe it. I mean, this didn't happen overnight. In fact, I had something the other day where in terms of conservatives sort of pushing back, need to understand we have to be in this for the long haul, because it took a long haul for liberals to get it where it is.
Sure.
And you're
and
right.
And it might be hard to do that. I mean, people will hate you for it, but, you know, we still love them.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, that's the point. I had somebody one day that said, I hate it when you spew hate about my gay child. And I said, I don't. I don't have to condone a lifestyle. I can still love the person.
Well, my word is, I love you no matter what.
Well, that's by the way, speaking of which, that's like the inside joke at my house. If somebody does something, they just say, well, I just love you and spotty yourself.
That's right. you have a good weekend. Happy
Father's
Day.
Thanks, Connie. Appreciate it. Happy Father. Thank you very much. You have a great weekend. That was Connie from Huntsville. Yeah, that's great. EWTN, the Catholic News Network, Broadcasting Network, has a couple of documentaries, she's saying. I know one of them she said was called The Gender Agenda, and I forgot what the other one. Copper, what was the other one? I should have asked her again before she hung up. Did you catch the other one?
Oh, I'm blanking too.
Okay, well, we'll catch the audio, and if we can find that, we'll put it on social media or something. But anyway, good call. All right, I'm gonna keep this going. The underlying madness. I mean, I've got things right here in my hands that just kind of boggle the mind. And Copper, if you would, tell that caller if he wants to call right back after the break, that'd be fine. I'll take his call as soon as we get back, or he can hold one or the other. I got more of this, though. Like, what is our attorney general saying about this issue of the school lunches, the money being held so that we have to promote a woke agenda to get it? Yeah, not going to happen on AG Steve Marshall's watch. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.
It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, time now, 3:07 PM. I just got to jump over to the phones real quick. I saw somebody hung on during the break, and I certainly appreciate that. So I will grab line 1, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing today, man?
Doing well. Happy Friday to everybody.
Yes, sir.
And,
you too.
And happy Father's Day, too. But
yeah,
using kids as a tool.
Yeah.
Well, my kids use me as a tool, and they're both grown, but still that's what I committed to when I had them.
That's a little different story there, yes. Okay.
Part of that is strippers in front of kids. It doesn't matter if they're trans or not. Based on your long-haul theory, the parents that allowed, permitted, and encouraged it, they were programmed first.
Yeah.
Where that could happen.
That's a great point, man.
Cascading effect.
Yeah, and that
sounds
that's
like a sounds like a case for social services, not applause.
No, it really does.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Yeah, man. Brian, thanks so much for the call. It's a great point. And I saw that there was another news story I was watching the other night, and I don't remember if it was on. It was in the evening, so it was either on. It was on one of the news talks, so it was going to be on either Tucker or Laura Ingraham, or I think it maybe Jesse Waters actually. But he kind of made that same point that Brian just made. Who are the parents that are taking the kids to these events? Who are the parents that are cheering and teaching their children that this is acceptable? Who are the parents that are using their own children as a tool? I mean, I literally, to me, if you are someone who looks at your 4- and 5-year-old and says, "Oh, little boy, you're really a girl," they can't make those decisions. That's you helping them with that decision. That's you putting your agenda into the child's mind. And when you take them to these events like I'm talking about, the one that Brian just mentioned there a minute ago, strippers, it doesn't matter if they're transgender or you know, straight. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't care what the LGBTQ activist or not is involved. If you're taking kids to see a stripper of any kind and cheering them on as they parade around in front of the child, you subjected the child to child abuse. You're incorporating your agenda into the child's life and using the child as a tool to promote your agenda. Well, back on my triple dipper there, I can say I'm in my triple dipper. But the next story I've got here, this one came from the Washington Times. So a minute ago, you know, I pointed out the fact that Huffington Post can't imagine why a group like Liberty Alliance would dare to point out that there's schools where they're teaching, you know, gender equity and diversity and inclusion and critical race theory and whatever. I mean, why would they do that? Why would they not? Washington Times reports, though, in a piece written by a Congresswoman Representative Virginia Fox, says woke school districts are keeping parents in the dark. Yes, they are. That's why Liberty Alliance is posting something, to make people aware. Because there are times, and by the way, let me make sure that I do not provide this as a blanket statement. I know a number of school superintendents. There's not a single school superintendent in the district where I used to be a state senator. Let's see, I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I had no less than 6 separate school districts in my state senate district. And there's not a single one of these superintendents that would have allowed some of the things I'm talking about. I know that for a fact. However, there are some that are. And they point out in this piece written by Virginia Fox, says it's unquestionable that parents have a right to make important decisions regarding their child's well-being. Unfortunately, an increasing number of school districts are denying parents this fundamental right. Too many woke school administrators now see it as their duty to indoctrinate instead of educate. And this is creating a catastrophe within education. I would say it's creating a catastrophe within the lives and the hearts and the minds of these children. Says, rather than addressing the legitimate concerns of parents, many school boards are trying to obscure these policies from view and the dangerous incidents that occur at schools because of them. Parents have every right to be infuriated. For example, and she points out the classic example, the one that we've heard about so much, in Loudoun County, Virginia, a biologically male student at a local high school wearing a skirt and describing himself as gender fluid sexually assaulted a female student in a school bathroom because he was allowed to claim the right to use that bathroom. Yep. And it goes on. It just talks about the fact that, according to a report by the American Enterprise Institute, a school district in Madison, Wisconsin, released guidelines instructing teachers to allow students to change their names and their pronouns without parental consent. The guidelines also forbade the staff from even sharing the information with parents without a student's permission. Does anybody find that to be backwards? Can you imagine? All right, little Johnny, you're not allowed to do, like, you can't drive, you can't vote, you can't sign your own medical documents, you can't borrow money, you can't open a credit card, you can't join the military, you can't have a drink of alcohol, but you're allowed to tell the teacher what not to tell your parents. That is jackassery of the highest level right there. By the way, if you've not heard that term, I coined it here. That was jackassery of the highest level. So what I'm saying here is this. They're using our kids as a tool. Unfortunately, it's not just wokists who have positions in other places. Sometimes it's actually the elected officials who have been entrusted with the running of our country. Case in point, story that I brought you yesterday. Well, I'm glad to see that not long after I'm talking about it, others are talking about it, the Attorney General has taken action on it. Remember yesterday, too, in the Grand Council, I brought up the fact that we've just learned that the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Biden U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which is, by the way, the government entity most in charge of food security in the nation. Things like baby formula and, providing food to the underprivileged and funding for free and reduced lunches in schools. They have just decided at the USDA that they need to enact a policy that says if you are not in a state that has what they believe are the proper gender equity and transgender laws in place, they can begin withholding the money that it takes to feed kids. What? Yes. I brought that up yesterday, and I had already said something earlier in the show, and then I think it was Jeff Poore that chimed in with me and said, you know what, it's going to go to court. Yeah, it is. Well, here we go. You ready? The Post-Millennial, dated yesterday afternoon. Biden's rule linking school lunch to trans kids' policies is illegal, 26 state attorney generals say. Yes, indeed. And one of them is ours, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall. 26 attorney generals have come out against the Biden administration's guidance linking school lunch funding with trans kids' policies, calling it unlawful. Led by the Tennessee Attorney General and reporter Herbert Slattery III, I don't know who that is, the group penned a letter to the president on Tuesday asking that he request the USDA to rescind the guidance. Yeah. Yes. But more than that, rescind the guidance or face our wrath. I mean, so over half of the states, 26, that's barely half, over half, 26 state attorney generals argued that the guidance, quote, imposes new and unlawful regulatory measures on state agencies and operators receiving federal financial assistance and, quote, the inevitable result is regulatory chaos that would threaten the effective provision of essential nutritional services to some of our most vulnerable citizens. But they don't care. They don't care that they're using our kids as a tool. Here's Phil talking again. They don't care that they're using our kids as a tool to enact their agenda. That's what's happening. They look at this as an opportunity. How do we get our stuff done? They say. And it reminds me, I get this creepy, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Remember the ooh, creepy yes. dude? Remember that creepy dude, Copper, that used to go out and kidnap kids?
Yeah, that in the was movie? Weird.
That was a freaky, scary scene, by the way. I mean, that guy could give you bad dreams. But that's what I picture when they sit around thinking, how can we use the kids to get it done? Mm-hmm. That's where we are. Story from Yellowhammer News. Attorney General Marshall, Biden is holding school children's food hostage over a radical gender ideology. So the first one I gave you was a national story on our AG being one of 26 that banded together. Here's his personal statements. It says, in May, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Food Nutrition Service under President Joe Biden announced it would expand the definition of discrimination under Title IX to include sexual orientation and gender identity. Responding to the Biden administration's actions, AG Steve Marshall said in a press release, from day one, Joe Biden and his administration have shown no compunction about forcing the radical agenda on all Americans. With this new guidance, he said, Biden has stooped to a new low, holding back vital federal nutritional assistance from school children during a time of skyrocketing food costs and dwindling supply in a cynical ploy to further impose his administration's extremist sexual politics on the people of this great nation. And he went on to say, he's holding our school children's food hostage unless they submit to a radical gender ideology. I'm saying no. Stop using our kids as tools. There's an underlying madness here. If they can't see it, then something's wrong. Copper, move us to a break. We will do that and come back in just a minute. Hey, by the way, right after the 3:30 break here in a few minutes, we'll have Jim Ziegler, State Auditor Jim Ziegler, who is running for Secretary of State, calling in, talk about his campaign and things that are happening. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. So, hey, listen, by the way, I gotta pause here and tell you, you hear about all my time on my advertising my show, ZLA Solutions. Yes, ZLA Solutions. These are friends of mine. I know these folks personally. I saw them again just the other day. We were talking about how their business has been going, and they have been, like, making it work. Let me just tell you. They have been, listen, here's the deal. ZLA Solutions can help you with a lot of your business solution issues that you need done. Logistics, you know, mainstreaming, streamlining, quality control. But their bread and butter, staffing. Temp or direct hire. They can get an employer and employee group as quick as anybody. Quicker, really. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it doesn't matter. ZLA Solutions, at their website, you can find out more, ZLAUSA.com. Go check them out, because they are right now a big part of why we're seeing record low unemployment in the state of Alabama, 2.7% right now. As of today, I believe, 2.7%. And that's because folks like ZLA Solutions are out there getting people back to work. So you need folks, or you need a job yourself, go to ZLAUSA.com. ZLA Solutions. You check them out. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, time now, 3:25 p.m. Got to tell you, in a few minutes, we're going to have State Auditor Jim Ziegler coming on the show. Jim Ziegler has been the State Auditor now for the last two terms, and he is running for Secretary of State. Most recent poll that I've seen has him polling ahead of former probate judge and state representative Wes Allen. Last thing I saw, Jim Ziegler was at 37%, Wes Allen at 30%. I don't know where it stands today, but I think that was just released, like, most recently. Anyway, that's a fairly recent poll. Undecided in that race, though, still listed at 32%. So it's one of those, I don't want to call it truly a down-ballot race. Secretary of State's kind of a big deal. But nonetheless, it's not the one that gets as much attention as, like, U.S. Senate. Jim Ziegler, one of the top candidates, he'll be on the show here in a few minutes. He has been at an event that's been going on that our own Dale Jackson was at. I just saw a picture on Twitter of Dale Jackson speaking on behalf of Congressman Mo Brooks. You know, on this show, we don't endorse. It's a policy. So on Right Side Radio, there is no endorsement of a candidate. Open opportunity for candidates to come on and talk. I'll question things as needed. But I also want to make sure you guys have a chance to listen, but I don't endorse. I endorse conservatism. Well, nonetheless, other shows do, and I know that Dale has actually endorsed Mo Brooks. They've had a long-standing friendship, is my understanding. But yeah, I just saw a picture of Dale speaking. Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, is here in town at an event, and they are hosting that right now, or at least they were about an hour ago. Copper, do you know, is that event over? Have you heard?
I'm not sure. I can look it up.
You can, but I did see a picture of Dale speaking, and it was, I mean, yeah, literally standing there, you know. I think he had a freshly shaved head, groomed his beard, wearing a vest and tie, and standing in front of an American flag. So there you go. Nice. A photo for the scrapbooks. And I could see, you know, Will Hampson, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it's got to be Will, you know, those giant shoulders. So there's Will standing. Sanding his back to the camera, but anyway, it's Mo Brooks, Rand Paul, and our own Dale Jackson standing in front of the giant American flag. But yep, that's happening right now as we speak. Jim Ziegler was at that event, so he's calling in momentarily, and give you a chance to hear from him. He's got an interesting background, and he's written a book. He'll probably wind up telling us about it on the air, but he also is somebody who has had experience in helping form what I would call grassroots movements. I believe he was one of the very few to have ever been elected as the president of the SGA at the University of Alabama without the support of the Greek machine. That's kind of big doings, just so you know. But yeah, Jim Ziegler, be on right after the next break. And then I'm going to move, after we talk to Jim, I'm going to move to number two on the Triple Dipper. Now, this one, I could not help, as I went through this morning resourcing the show, I could not help but see, and this happens once in a while, a trend. I've not heard anybody say this yet. But what I'm seeing is there is a desperate attempt to invent a crisis and then institute emergency powers that are not reserved for that thing because you've now named it as a special kind of emergency crisis. So what I'm saying is this number two Triple Dipper is called Crying Wolf in D.C. Oh, yeah. You're gonna recognize it. Well, listen, I know we're about to move to the break right now, but coming up after this news break, just stay tuned. State Auditor Jim Ziegler, candidate for Secretary of State, right now leading in the polls. He'll be on the show with us. We'll talk to him and get a feel for where he thinks things are going on Tuesday's Election Day. And yeah, that's right, Tuesday. Tuesday. After Tuesday, you can rest assured that the ads and the mailouts are going to simmer down because most of the elections will be over. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.